Dunkin' locations nationwide, you may have noticed we've added the words for humans to our menu boards. While you may think that's self-explanatory, we just figured due to recent events, better safe than sorry. And while our large pumpkin spice lattes may hit the spot for your morning commute, if you happen to be ordering for a horse, he or she may want more. Or maybe don't give them coffee at all, because our products are intended for humans. Humans that run on Dunkin'.
WFOD starts now.
Welcome to this thing we call the Dubfod. My name is Mike. I am joined, of course, by my good friend, the king of pranks, the albino alligator, popcorn bitch, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Hello, everybody.
Phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Travis, oh boy, do we have a lot going on. Talk about.
Definitely.
Pretty excited about it. After the break, we are going to be talking to Ahmet Zappa. He has a new television program on Access TV. Travis, do you have the Access TV?
I don't.
They have an app.
Isn't that a DirecTV exclusive?
I had it when I had U-verse. I liked it. They have a lot of concerts on Access TV. He sent me an episode, though, because I'm a big shot, Travis. Watched it, enjoyed it a lot. Travis, I want to talk to you about something very special, near and dear to my heart. Shannon's brother, Lance, he sent me a link like a week or two ago.
This link to?
It's a website, Travis, and they have a very interesting idea. I'm going to read this to you. This is their pitch. We start with top quality ingredients and time-honored recipes for the creation of fine-cured meats. You're on board so far, right?
I love fine-cured meats.
We mix celebrity and animal meats grown in-house through a proprietary culturing process into curated salami blends. Starting with biopsied myoblast cells, we grow our healthy, rich meats in Bite Lab's own bioreactors. Bitelabs.org. I reached out to Bite Labs. What do
those things mean?
I wanted to get somebody, a representative, just to see if they're a bunch of goofballs.
Just to say, what exactly do you mean by celebrity and animal meats?
Well, what they do, Travis, is we're going to have to ask Ahmet Zappa if he'll join this, because their whole thing is they want us to reach out to celebrities and talk them into being the ones who are the first for the meat. See, because their pitch is, 70% of farmland right now is just full of a bunch of animals we're waiting to kill. What they could do is they could just like take some Ahmet Zappa stem cells. They just take a tissue sample from him and I guess they like clone it and then they like grow meat.
This can't be real.
Well, it's probably a bit, Travis, but I want to pretend like it's real. Because it'd be great if it was real, right?
Who wants to eat Kate Beckinsale meat?
Me.
No, you don't.
Trevor, somebody gave you some Kate Beckinsale meat. You wouldn't try it?
No.
So this is the pitch for Ellen DeGeneres meat. Okay. As a salami, we see Ellen's salami composition blended with ostrich, black pepper, and garlic with a playful kick of mustard. Give the Ellen salami a highly approachable and well-rounded flavor. A hint of brandy and shallots will finish off the Ellen salami in exquisite fashion. Charles, is this even, could you be a vegan and eat celebrity meat?
This can't, people can't even make baked goods with breast milk in them. Do you remember the breast milk ice cream from a handful of years ago?
You're saying there's legal issues with this.
You can't mix Ellen DeGeneres meat and cure it and sell it to people. You can't do that.
But if it's not even, I mean, it's not like we're cutting Ellen's arm off. We're getting a tissue sample and then we're just growing it, right? It's not even real cannibalism. It's fake.
It's pretend cannibalism.
Yeah. So like, okay, Kanye West, the Kanye salami will pull no punches, heavy and boldly flavored. Pure Conway West meat will blend with rich, coarse ground pork, Hungarian paprika, and Worcestershire give Kanye an underlying smokiness, spiced up with hints of jalapeno. This is good stuff, Travis.
Don't you feel like this is like a gateway to actual cannibalism?
Maybe. You're saying like once we get a taste for them?
Yeah, we're getting a taste for these people and they can't produce it fast enough. Now it's time to go out to my local 7-Eleven, find that guy who sits out there drinking a Slurpee, bash him over the head and have myself a feast.
Travis in the chat, Maul says guys will make their own fleshlight with the salami. That's wow. I didn't even think of that. Like you buy like a tube of sausage, right? And then you could just hollow out the middle and like fuck it.
Ellen sausage. Oh man, a tube of Ellen sausage gets me freaking hot.
But honestly, is that cannibalism? Like if I take some Travis skin cells and then like I grow more, it's not you.
Think about it this way. Think about say you took some drunk skin cells, fully cloned him, and then ate chunks off of his cloned body. Is that cannibalism?
There's another sticky wicket we could get into, Travis. If I clone like a full you and then murder the clone you. No, I didn't murder you. You're still around. We just made another you so that we could kill you and eat your pieces. I mean,
an underlying theme of that short-lived one-season Paul Rudd Netflix show where they were talking about the weird shit that kid, like he went to get himself cloned and usually the original body was supposed to be killed, but they fucked up and didn't kill him.
Or are they just like really single use? Like do they just perform a task and then they're no longer needed or do they just like die soon?
Well, I think the Paul Rudd thing was right. Like you went in there cause you felt like shit. They grabbed your cells. They made a copy of you that have all of your memories up until that moment. And then they kill the original. So, like, is that really murder? Because there's still you walking around.
Okay, so they kill the original and the clone is the new you?
The clone is the new you. That's why you feel so good is because you have a brand new
clone. Because I guess you never age.
Well, you age. You just have to get, I mean, if you don't want to age, you just got to get a new clone all the time. But
do they fix stuff before they shit the clone out? Like, do they go in and edit things and say, like, hey, your back doesn't hurt anymore?
Any issues that you have, if you have, like, internal issues, like, they scrub your DNA of all of the defects and then create you essentially a newborn body, but, you know, as an adult.
Hey, Travis, Dr. Pepper says that this sounds like renewable resources. It's being responsible. That's what Dr. Pepper says.
The soda company?
Dr. Pepper's in the chat saying that this is a good idea, Travis. I think that Byte Labs is really on to something. I think this is good stuff.
If you can get people on board with this, I won't even try the Impossible Burger, so I'm not your demographic. But if you can grow people meat in labs, I guess go for it. I'm not interested.
Well, see, if you can, then like we don't have to give a shit about keeping animals alive anymore, right? They can just all die out. Who cares? Right? Because we could just like make it's like at the beginning of Waterworld when he finds out how to filter his own pee, Travis. We're just figuring shit out. We don't need animals anymore. We'll just eat ourselves.
Like, we can look in a different direction for things. Like, Travis, I don't know about this.
Imagine when the internet started and it was crazy that you got this little disc and like you were paying by the minute to talk to some gal on AOL Instant Messenger who tells you dirty stories and you jack off to them. And meanwhile, nobody can call your house. You know what I'm talking about?
Just imagine. Oh, yeah. I
and now we got 3D printers. People are making 3D printer guns. I mean, like, pretty soon you could just make a clone of yourself in your garage, kill it, and eat it.
Would you feel comfortable with that? Would you feel comfortable with, or would you have to take it to, like, a butcher and be like, hey, make half this into ground mic and then... You know, I want like a half dozen Mike steaks and get the rump roast out of there. But everything else I want to turn into sausage.
OK,
you feel comfortable with that,
Travis? If you could eat any celebrity, who would you eat?
Oof.
The Rock? I'd probably
eat Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson.
A lot of marbling on that meat. I would probably be quite good.
I'd eat Kelly Clarkson. That's fine. Yeah. You know, if you could make a clone of yourself and then kill it and like dissect it like a frog to see what's wrong with you. You know, like, so you open you up and you look around at your organs and you say, this one doesn't look great. Like it could act as like a preventative.
Yeah. But I mean, don't doctors do that now without having to cut you open and have a clone body to check? Be like, hey, your shit's fucked up. You're going to want to get that taken care of.
Yeah, and I think that there are certain things that you can only do like once or twice a year. You could just send a clone in there to do that and then kill them.
I don't know. I think I'd go full Michael Keaton in Multiplicity and want them to do... I mean, you go to all the trouble of making a clone. I mean, at least you could get some yard work out of them.
Travis, coming up a little bit later on, we're going to be playing America's Favorite Game Show. It's a return America's Favorite Game Show. Pretty excited about it. I'm not going to tip you off of what it is because I don't want anybody to cheat. But
anticipation shall kill me.
Travis, I don't know if you know this about me, but I love music lawsuits. They're pretty much like my favorite
thing
in the world, Travis. And I don't know.
Do you? I imagine you sitting by your cellular device looking at the internet. And when something pops up about a music lawsuit, you get like that fluttering in your chest.
I do.
Like just a jolt of excitement.
It's like a feeling of love.
Thank goodness. My day is saved.
Travis, do you know who Olivia Rodrigo is?
I do, only because my daughter loves the Disney Plus show High School, the musical, the series.
High School, they made a series out of High School, the Musical?
It's High School, the musical, the series. Yes.
That's not real.
And that's why she is famous now, is because of that.
Okay. So she was on High School, the musical, the series.
Right.
And then she put out a pop album.
Now she's a pop star.
It's kind of rocking, Travis. I mean, by pop girl standards.
Sure.
I think that at this point, she has been accused of plagiarizing like four songs on her debut
album. By real people or by the internet?
Well, what happened was, Charles, she put out a song and the internet got a hold of it. And so then she added songwriters to her songs. A lot of these, she just said, yeah, okay, whatever, and added songwriting credit to the song before it even went to court.
Yeah, I did see it. Like I saw she added music credits or writing credits to like Paramore to a song and things like that.
Yeah, so this is the Olivia Rodrigo song. And this is the Paramore song.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, a little bit. It's different.
Quite similar.
It has similarities, yeah, but it's different.
I have to say a few things before we delve too deep into this. Is first of all, obviously, a girl Olivia Rodrigo's age is going to be
influenced by certain things, right? Like,
right.
I mean, even if she wasn't consciously trying to write a Paramore song, if she likes Paramore, you know, it's a good possibility that happens. On sure. the other hand, there's a music label behind her that should realize that, hey, maybe this sounds too close to something else and stop that from being one of the songs. So obviously they felt confident enough that either nobody would notice or that they could easily sweep it under the rug.
Well, what they did is they gave the Paramore gal and like the guitar player, somebody else in the band, I guess, who was a songwriter of the original, an interpolate credit, which is just like taking the melody and changing it. But like, you know, like when Ariana Grande did that song with "These are a few of my favorite things" and just got to change the words and put it in her shit.
Yep.
Then you still got to give somebody credit because you used their music, kind of.
Right. And then when you give them credit, then they probably pull down some sort of royalties. So that's
right.
You know,
they get something. They get a taste of the pie, Travis. So then the internet also said that they thought this riff sounds a lot like Elvis Costello, it sounds like. And they reached out to Elvis Costello. And really, Elvis Costello, he said the right thing, Travis. He just said, yeah, who gives a shit? I stole it from Bob Dylan.
He's like, yeah, so?
Yeah, so? Yeah, this is kind of what this whole thing's about. Like, there's only so many things you can do.
Music's been around for a long time. There's obviously going to be similarities.
Right. So I don't know if they added him to it or not. It's funny. The whole thing's funny.
I said, no, thank you.
I love the music lawsuits, not because I'm on board with what they represent, but I do like to play them and say, oh, yeah, I get it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, That sounds pretty close. That Paramore song. I did not hear that song before I heard about the crediting after the fact to Paramore, but those do sound remarkably similar.
Yeah, no, those two do sound very much alike.
Either way, it's great, and I like these younger pop star gals who come out and don't just do like auto-tuned hip hoppy pop garbage like that. I mean, there's some rocking behind that. I like that.
Is they put a little rocking in it, Travis?
Right.
Feels good.
It's a lost art, right? It's all poppy synthesized studio beats with somebody crooning around and them fixing it in the studio. I appreciate a little rock.
She had two songs that sounded enough like Taylor Swift songs that they just added her to the songwriters too. They were just like
Sif.
I didn't even pull those. I'm scared of Taylor Swift. I'm not fucking with that, Travis.
Yeah, I mean, she's re-recording all of her old albums because they figured out a way to fuck that other guy.
Taylor Swift doesn't fuck around. She's scary.
No, yeah, you don't mess with Taylor Swift.
Seriously, I'm gonna put that in the show notes and be like, hey, we talked about Taylor Swift, but we weren't fucking with her. So
no. Pure nothing but respect to the old Swift estate.
Yeah, and you Swifties, welcome.
Yeah, please.
We're gonna talk to Ahmet Zappa in a minute. Swift. You know, Travis, on Ahmet Zappa's show, they auctioned off, they do like auctions.
Okay.
And they auctioned off a program of like Taylor Swift, like one of her first concerts or something. And I went to the website to look and like everything else is like kind of in the ballpark of like what they thought it would go for. You know, they had a pair of Alice Cooper's pants. Mm-hmm. They're like, yeah, this is probably worth like $500. And sure enough, somebody bid $500 on Alice Cooper's pants. But the Taylor Swift thing, they said, hey, this probably go for $1,000. It's up to like three or four. Those Swifty, they're crazy, man.
Yeah, those Swift heads, man, they get down. Money's no object to own a piece of Taylor Swift history.
I have a clip that I took umbrage from a not safe for water coolers that I'm going to talk about a little later, I think. But Travis, I want you to hear this, and I want your gut reaction for this.
Okay.
I think we will be making some exciting announcements to sort of how we're going to be sharing our content and stuff shortly. You know, see WFOD strategy for, you know, see how we're going to rip that off.
Yeah. Well, no, they're ripping it off from me. They're
okay. Like, fair enough.
I started, so it's okay.
What do you think, Travis?
That's my initial reaction. come on. Really? Just because she played Among Us a couple of times on Twitch last year?
She didn't, Travis. I was going to say, you know, guys, I guess she invented going on Twitch? Is that
what she did? I guess, yeah. I mean, we're just following her lead. Do we owe her like 10% or something?
I think so, yeah. We'll send her 10% of the money we make.
Yeah, 10% just for paving the way for the old WFOD show.
Because she invented
branch
Twitch.
Out into other platforms.
And then what we were like is we were like, you know what? We could go on Twitch and just do our show on it, right?
Yeah, we're like, man, that platform that Shannon created, Twitch. We should get in on that, right? We should follow her over there.
We're on Twitch. We're on YouTube. We're on Facebook. And Shannon cleared a path for us. It's really nice.
I can't wait to see what she does next so we can jump on the sled behind her and ride our way to stardom.
I'm waiting for her next move.
Do we have to credit her?
I think
on
so.
The show notes, yeah. Much like Olivia Rodrigo credited Paramore.
Yeah. Thank you to our Lord and Savior, Shannon, for inventing YouTube. By the way, Travis, I invited Shannon to come play America's Favorite Game Show with us later. So I don't know if she's coming now, but hopefully, right? Because otherwise, you won't have a contestant. It won't be fun, right?
Yeah, come on. I don't want to play by myself. It's funny to me that her show is doing the thing we're doing after us, but we're following her.
Travis, in the chat, I got a good one here. I hear she's working on putting water in something called a bottle.
That'll never work. That'll never, ever work.
I like at the end when she kind of trails off. She goes, "I started it.
I did it.
I started.
It's me.
I started it.
I started."
She has like. I'll tell you, Travis. She has like 200 Twitch followers. We have 7. So.
That's because she's a female.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can say that.
But yeah, and I will.
She's a networker too, Travis.
Well, that is true. She likes to talk to people. I could care less.
And we're using Twitch for things that it's not intended for. They want to see us play Contra, Travis. They don't want to see us talk about celebrity meat.
Well, maybe that's what we should do simultaneous to the show is while we're also having a conversation, we should have, when Drunk returns, just have him playing Super Mario Brothers 2 and stream it. And then over the top of Super Mario Brothers 2, it's just the show.
Travis, not to put you on the spot, but if you could curate Shannon's sausage, like what would you pair it with? What would you put in Shannon's
sausage? What would I mix in with the sausage?
You put some, it's already going to be really salty. So take that into account.
Yeah. I'd probably try to pair that down with some like Caribbean fare, right? Like it's really salty in the first place. So you really got to kind of tamp that down with maybe just a little bit of heat, not too much, maybe a little habanero. But then I also want to bring, like
you think
I said,
she's going to be kind of Caribbean?
Yeah, well, I want to put, it's going to have a little pineapple in it. Just a subtle hint, because you want to take that salt down a notch. So obviously, too, a little vinegar of some sort, maybe, I don't know, probably not, maybe red wine vinegar to mix in. Kind of really, like you said, really tamp that salt down. So sweet and heat, and that's probably how I would blend that together. A little sweet, a little heat.
Travis, I was teasing doing the Shannon bit until later, but then we just did it anyway. I'm bad at
oh shit!
I'm bad at teases, Travis. I was just trying to do a tease.
your tease just turns into the content.
Guys, what we're going to do, we're going to take a break. We're going to regroup. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Ahmet Zappa. We're going to ask him if maybe we can make him some sausage. Make him into sausage, right, Travis?
That's right. People meet.
I think he's going to be on board.
I can't see why he wouldn't.
Bite Labs, they're gonna think we're great.
Zappa sausage.
Hi, folks, this is Garth Brooks. Do me a favor and stay put.
What would you pay for Elvis's wart?
$100,000 range, easily.
No way!
Access TV presents
Rock My Collection,
an all-new series hosted by Ahmet Zappa.
I'd pay $50,000. I must have this record.
Unforgettable stories of the weird and wonderful world of rock and roll treasure.
This is incredible.
Super fans.
This is extraordinary.
Superstars and super stuff.
That is genius.
Rock My Collection premieres Sunday, August 15th, only on Access TV.
Colonel Mustard with a knife, Professor Plum with a rope, Miss Scarlet in the lounge. None of them can take a dookie. No wonder they're angry. They make it out alive. Alright, alright. No shitter in clue.
Set you straight about something right now.
Live. Online and on your mobile device.
Strangelabel.com.
And now, Drunk reads our iTunes reviews in his Wolverine voice.
From Too Honest ASF, you called me. Why did you call me? 5 stars. Thanks, Too Honest ASF.
Want Drunk to read yours? Rate and review us on iTunes.
Another wheelbarrow full of dicks phone scam with the king of pranks, Travis Hultz.
Hi, I was just calling about that $4 for $4 deal that you guys have going on. Can you tell me what's included in that?
You get your choice of either the junior bacon cheeseburger or crispy BLT chicken sandwich. It comes with an order of nuggets, fries, and a drink. And your nuggets, you have also a choice of either the spicy or the regular.
Are you able to swap out a small Frosty for the drink?
You sure are.
Oh, that's fantastic. And do you have Coke products or do you carry Pepsi products there? I'm sorry.
We have Coke products, and we also have a freestyle machine, so you can get like any flavor of Coke or any other of the flavors.
Oh, so I can put like vanilla in my Diet Coke?
Yep, we have Diet Coke vanilla. We have orange, lime, grape, strawberry.
That sounds really good. I thank you for your time.
Oh, not a problem. Thank you. You have a good day.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye. She just got taken by another classic Frank King character.
Once again, WFOD.
Welcome back. Our guest tonight is a musician, writer, and now television host. Rock My Collection, a music memorabilia series, airs Sundays at 8, 7 Central on Access TV. Ahmet Zappa is on the program. Ahmet, how's it going, man?
Oh, you know, I'm running around. I'm so happy to be on the show, and thank you for having me on.
Ahmet, you seem like you're busy all the time. You got like, you do like a million things. You have like a serious show. You have you've written like 20 books. Were you making Fraggle Rock at some point? What happened to Fraggle Rock, Ahmet?
At one point I was working on the Fraggle Rock movie, and who knows, maybe in the future, someday that'll come together. There's lots of Fraggle action happening in TV. I love all things Jim Henson. I love pop culture. I love music. I'm definitely involved in a bunch of, things that pique my interest. You know, I follow my passions, and doing this show, I didn't think I was going to host a TV show. I haven't done one of those in many years, you know, not really thinking I ever would again. And I was like, actually, that sounds really fun. So that's how, Rock My Collection kind of, came to be, because it was some of my people I've worked with in the past. I was like, hey, let's all work on a show again together, and working with friends and doing something that you love, I think is always, you can't turn those kinds of opportunities down. So
right, and really, it's just an excuse to get together with a bunch of cool people and tell fun stories. It seems like it's just a fun hang.
Well, you know, I don't know if you were a collector of any kind of memorabilia or music memorabilia, but I'm around it all the time. I have I have my big vinyl collection, and I've been a collector of comics and toys and all kinds of stuff over the years. And the thing that I love about doing Rock My Collection, which is a music kind of memorabilia, collector show, we have people from all walks of life that come on and talk about their passions, about their idols, their musical heroes. And they have these keepsakes that are super meaningful to them. And I find it really interesting, because some of these items I wish I had in my own collection. And then we have people that come on, that are, legendary musicians themselves. Right. And they talk about items that are meaningful to them, that have a special place in their heart. And honestly, I don't want to sound too saccharine, but I got really emotional. I feel like it's a real blessing that we were able to do this show. I had such a good time. I loved hanging out with mostly everyone, not necessarily some of the collectors that had things like Elvis's wart, right? I didn't want to see that. That happened. That was weird.
It seemed like she was kind of not too positive it was even real. It seemed like she was kind of talking herself out of it during the conversation. Because, she has a picture of Elvis also having a wart. What kind of evidence is that?
We'll just have to find a Dr. Frankenstein type of person and try to, grow an Elvis beast in a laboratory somewhere to prove definitively that it came from Elvis. Now, here's the thing. I don't even know what kind of war it was. I mean, is it from the nether regions? Is it from, like the back of his neck? Where was it taken from? You just never know.
Now, that kind of wraps right into something that we were talking about earlier, Mike, with the people meet.
Okay, so Ahmet, there's this website. It's called bitelabs.org, and what they do is they take they take like a tissue sample from celebrities. I think it's fake. Let me start off by saying I don't think this is real, but they take a tissue sample and they clone meat. They make meat out of celebrities and make celebrity sausage.
Celebrity meats.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, they make a charcuterie board out of, with this lady that we have an in with, maybe we can clone some Elvis meat and have some delicious hard salami pressed.
Oh my God. That would
money. I really like this idea. And I hope that they're trading on the NASDAQ, because this is definitely, this is the future. This is definitely. I mean, who wouldn't want to have a human charcuterie board, a potpourri of celebrity meats?
That's right.
Just delicious.
And all the guilt is off your shoulders because this isn't from the actual person. This was created in a lab.
Right.
Yeah. And is it weird that, I mean, sure, yes. Is it wrong? 100%. Is it us saying we're cannibals? Yes. But is it really? Not really. But it still is. It's all great news. I love it.
See, you know, how do we come back from that, though? Like, how do we go back to talking about rock memorabilia, Travis?
Well, I was actually going to say
that was like an end of the interview question.
We can lie and say there's a new segment on season two of Rock My Collection inspired by this conversation. Let's just go with it.
Hey guys, everybody's people meet.
Yeah, I'm here to talk about a new segment that we have on the show. Thanks for having me, you know, on your program. I know how much you guys are into your food products. Season two of Rock My Collection, we're focusing on the mutated meats from celebrities. So what we have is stranger danger, people hiding in the shadows that are willing to either clip a lock of someone's hair, bite off a toenail, just so that we can reproduce them in a lab so that other people could eat them. But they have to be musicians.
Now, Amit, people are willing to pay $500 for a pair of khaki pants signed by Alice Cooper. I've seen it. I went to website. It's AccessTV/RockMyCollection. People's bidding $500 on a pair of Alice Cooper pants. Think of how much they would pay to eat a piece of Alice Cooper. Like to eat him.
I mean, why stop at meats? I mean, can we make milk-like products?
I mean, like dairy products, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, an Alice Cooper sundae, doesn't that sound delicious?
It sounds really Sebastian Bach yogurt sounds really good.
Oh, I think this is great. I think I'm on the wrong show.
I mean, going back to the Alice Cooper pants. Now, that's not like a thing that you would think you would see Alice Cooper signing. Is it better to have like something relevant to like why the person is famous, or as a collector yourself, is it better to just have something completely oddball weird like Gavin Rossdale signing a tennis racket? That's the only one that exists. So that's more rare, right?
Yeah. Well, let me give context. I'll give you context as to how that happened. So I love when we do this on the show, but we do a little thing called instant memorabilia where, you know, most people that might want an autograph from, you know, a celebrity, a musician, you know, probably don't have the opportunity to get one. So we were really thinking, you know, maybe someone will sign a card or a spork or a juice box or like something, anything pretty basic. And turns out that most of the guests that we had on the show, our musical guests, were overly generous. So the pants that you were talking about from Uncle Alice, were some stage worn pants that he signed that we were able to auction off. And I actually think that's pretty cool. I mean, there's lots of, stage worn artifacts, memorabilia that people collect, and you know, so you get to see kind of it happen, instant memorabilia right there in real time. And you know, Gavin, he was hilarious on the show. I had a lot of fun with him, and I love that he signed you know, a tennis racket, and we have more of those kinds of moments. You know, Linda Perry, when she came on, she signed a guitar for us. A few people have done that actually. And that to me is like, that's one of the reasons why I love doing the show, that someone is going to be lucky enough to have that thing in their collection should they want it. So it's awesome. And all the money goes to charity.
But then you're displaying a tennis racket on your wall and somebody says, oh, cool, who's that signed by? You know, like, and you say, yeah, the guy from Bush. And then I guess you have a fun story.
One of a kind. That's never going to happen again.
You said you were a collector yourself, and I know I also am. I collect comics and I collect toys from my childhood and horror movie memorabilia, those things. And I remember watching certain shows, you know, where you'd have people showing their collections off. And it's always made me then be like, oh, maybe I also want to collect that too. Do you find yourself you know, hanging out with these people in their collections and being like, oh, maybe I should change the way that I collect. Maybe I want to, you know, go off in that part of collecting, and I need a couple of those things in my collection. Do you find yourself being led by these other collectors to what you maybe want to acquire?
100%. I'll give you an example. So I used to be very close with Johnny Ramone. I'm a big Ramones fan. I love their music. And, you know, we used to spend every Wednesday together. We would go to this place in California, which doesn't exist anymore, called Dave's Laserdisc. And we would buy, you know, DVDs. And it was like a ritual. So like, hey, this is what we're watching. And he was a big horror fan. And because we started hanging out, I wound up going to horror conventions. And I was fortunate enough to spend time with him, you know, at his house. He was just a massive collector of Elvis memorabilia, coincidentally. But really, it was his horror memorabilia, all the movie monster posters that he had, some insane ones that were just so great. And strange factoid about me, one of my middle names is Rodan. I was named after one of the giant, you know, rubberized, you know, monsters that would destroy Tokyo. You know, Godzilla's bestie, Rodan, the pterodactyl monster. You know, Johnny was sweet enough to buy me a bunch of classic Godzilla Destroy All Monster posters, the original Rodan poster. So that definitely jump-started me into collecting more horror movie, you know, memorabilia. But I'm you know, on our show at least, we're just really focused on music memorabilia. I'm such a music nerd as well, so I'm just like I want to say a pig in the S word, but I don't know if I can on your show. Yeah, but you get the gist.
Yeah,
like,
we get the gist. You know,
yeah.
Guys, the show, it's called Rock My Collection. It's on Access TV Sundays at 8/7 Central. How many episodes do you got in the can of that, Ahmed? You got more coming up still, or I know it started a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, we're done filming all the shows for the first season, and you know, I'm hopeful that we'll be able to do some more. I'd be more than happy to do them because again, it's. You know, I got to see things I've never seen before. It fulfills my, you know, I have a real interest in the items that, you know, came on the show. I mean, you get to see, I think it may have already aired, Axl Rose's, which it's like weird that someone has them, like return them to Axl, but, you know, he never got them back and they're in some guy's collection. Like his personal love letters, you know, to, you know, a person that he was in love with.
That's not right.
It's strange to kind of see the insights of like being stuck on the road and missing somebody and to, you know, kind of, I'm looking at it. I'm staring at his handwriting, you know what I mean? And a part of me is like, I shouldn't be reading this. And then, you know, I can't help myself. I'm like, I gotta know. I'm such a Guns N' Roses fan. So,
that's the thing, like the fact that the item exists and you can see it. I mean, it's a part of history, but then I have to imagine the stories about how people acquire these things are also equally as fascinating.
It's certainly weird. Like you trip out on the fact that someone's written a letter somewhere and you know, you don't think that it's ever going to be auctioned off or that that personal correspondence with someone might be worth thousands of dollars. Right. You know, it's just kind of bananas. It's bonkers in that way.
Do you think for like an Axl Rose, if he found out, do you think that's like an ego boost or do you think that's like depressing to a musician to say, oh, somebody just spent, you know, a few thousand dollars on a letter I wrote back in, you know, 1991?
Honestly, when I see kind of personal correspondence like that, I don't know what this says about me. My first thought is, this is messed up, you know, this, I shouldn't be looking at this. And then I'm like, well, it's here and I'm going to look at all.
I'm going to, you know what I mean? So, do it anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's justified, you know, in that way. Cause you just, you know, I don't know that how, like, I don't know if he cares. Do I think he's got an ego about it? Probably not. I mean, it's personal stuff. I'm sure if he really thought about it, I bet he would be, you know, kind of bummed out. But to someone else, it's an absolute treasure, you know?
Right.
Or maybe he doesn't care. I mean, he's got, you know, it's just a moment in time for him. I'm sure he's happily with whomever he's with. So maybe it's no big whoop. Would you be weirded out if somebody correspondence?
I'm no Axl Rose, but I got to say, if somebody was able to track down some of the letters that I had written to gals in my prime.
Christy Palmer, Travis?
Christy, I would probably be quite embarrassed.
I love how you couch it with when you were in your prime. That's really interesting to me. So you're not in your prime now.
He's picking your part, Travis.
You've just fallen to pot. You're nothing cool about you now. But you have a sense that at one point you're like, I really could write a good letter. A real solid.
Yeah.
Back when you had passion.
I'm no longer in my prime. I would consider myself at this point, I would downgrade myself to choice if you could.
You're like, yeah, man, I used to write the greatest things on like the back of Chili's coupons. Oh, man.
Somebody track that down, Amit. Let me tell you what. I'd be impressed. The gator had bars.
To ride my Trapper Keeper.
Guys, Access TV, Sundays, 8, 7 Central. Rock My Collection. Tweet it, Amit. Amit Zappa. Let them know you heard him here. Amit, we appreciate your time, man. It was fun talking to you. I enjoyed the episode of the show I watched. Gonna see if I can track down some more.
Anything else that people should be on the lookout for from you, Amit, or any other place besides Twitter that they should seek you out?
You can find me on the socials. I got a book coming out next year that I'm excited about, or maybe 2023, because it takes a moment. A follow up to this book that I wrote called Because I'm Your Dad. So I have a new one called Because I'm Your Mom coming out, which I'm excited about. But other than that, thanks guys so much for having me on the show. Let's do this again. You guys rock harder than Van Halen.
Thanks, man. Appreciate your time.
Thanks on that.
Bye. Bye guys.
Take care.
Travis. I like Amit.
Yeah.
Nice
me too.
Guy. Good time.
Down for whatever. I always like guests who are down for whatever. Without missing a beat. We ask him about people meet. And he's all aboard.
I think that he's probably calling his agent right now and saying, he sent me to a bunch of cannibals, a bunch of weirdos talking. Now,
you hear about this people meet? I think that's what he's.
He probably wants to get on board, Travis, because it's the future.
Yeah.
It is
the future.
I don't know if we sold it great to him, but I think there's something to this. I really do.
Yeah. I certainly think that we sold the basic premise of it well enough to where he's going to be inquiring about it to see if he can get in on it. I mean, it's a no-brainer, really.
Travis, I don't know if you saw, but they announced the next season of Dancing with the Stars. And I thought that
I typically don't see those things.
I thought that it would be a prime time, Travis, to come back to America's favorite game show. And I'm speaking, of course, Travis, it is time to play America's favorite game show. Dancing with the Stars contestant or mass murderer? The way the game works is simple, Travis. Shannon's going to play with us if we can merge her. I don't know. Can you merge her?
Nope. Call merge not supported.
That sucks. That's a real
edit point.
It's a real shame, Travis. It's a real shame that.
And here we go,
Shannon.
Sir,
Shannon, did you hear what game we're playing?
No, I did not.
We're playing Dancing with the Stars cast member or mass murderer. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you guys a name, and you have to tell us Is this somebody that's going to be on the new season of Dancing with the Stars? Or is this somebody who murdered a bunch of people? That's the whole game.
Who goes first?
I guess since you're the guest, Shannon. By the way, thank you for inventing video streaming.
You are so welcome. I am so happy for you to make and potentially make money off of the podcast that we've been doing for over a decade.
Be so great.
So you're welcome.
Fingers crossed.
Travis, I need a thank you from you as well.
Oh, please. Thank you so much, Shannon.
You're welcome, guys. You're welcome. Anything for you, boys.
So
I go first. And yeah, it's either a murderer or somebody that is going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, round one, guys.
The last time that I actually watched that show was I probably watched one episode like 5 years ago, and I was like, "This is dumb."
Right.
So,
well, the point, and I think I'm being very subtle about it, Shannon. The point is that the people on Dancing with the Stars, nobody knows who the fuck they are. Also that there's so many mass murders now that nobody knows who they are either. So it's really like a double-edged sword.
I'm making a subtle point. Much like Twitch, I also invented comedy bits. I get how this is going
to
go.
Okay. I'm sorry to mansplain you. By the way, I'm looking at your picture on Skype, Shannon, and it doesn't fit in the circle right. Like I can see the white edges.
It's been off center for years, and I kept it that way because somebody else bitched about it.
Yeah, just zoom in like a little bit so that those white edges go away. Just like a tiny.
Someone complained about it about like 10. I haven't changed that. I was like 28 in that picture.
I'm not changing it. Round one, Amanda Klutz. Is Amanda Klutz a Dancing with the Stars contestant or a mass murderer?
She is a murderer.
Amanda Klutz. Travis?
Dancing with the Stars.
Guys, Amanda Klutz is a co-host of The Talk. Travis, let's salsa! Okay, so Travis is winning 1-0. Good job, Travis.
Yeah, baby.
Guys, round two. Jiverly Wong. Is Jiverly Wong a Dancing with the Stars contestant or a mass murderer?
Travi, you go first this time.
Jiverly Wong?
Yeah. Jiverly Wong.
I'm going with Dancing with the Stars.
Travis,
I'm going to go with murderer.
Shannon's going with murderer. Travis, I have bad news, buddy. In April 2009, Jiverly Wong killed 13 people and injured 4.
Hell yeah, we're tied up, baby!
Binghamton, New York. Shannon, let's salsa! Okay, guys. Round three.
I can't even be mad when I don't get the point. That music is great.
The music is fire. I'm shimmying out of my chair.
Iman Schubert. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Iman Schumpert. Iman Schumpert. Is Iman Schumpert a Dancing with the Stars contestant or a mass murderer? Shannon, I think it's your turn to go first.
Because I go first this time, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Dancing with the Stars.
I'll go murderer.
Travis.
Oh, no.
Iman Schumpert is a basketball player, Travis.
Play that salsa, no. I want that banger.
Iman Schumpert is going to be on Dancing with the Stars. So Shannon is currently winning 2-1. Travis, round four. Matt James. It's a good white guy name. Matt James, right?
That's got to be a murderer.
Shannon?
I'm going with Travis on murderer. I agree.
Oh, no, guys.
We both lost on that round.
Matt James was a The Bachelor,
like
guys.
Some ladies.
How do you not know Matt James? He was a The Bachelor.
I don't watch The Bachelor.
He was a Bachelor?
Yes, he was a The Bachelor, Travis.
At this point, there's like 400 Bachelors. I can't keep track of all of them.
And you know what happens after they go on The Bachelor? They go on all these other shows with celebrities in them. We need to make some Matt James meat is what we need to make, Travis.
Oh,
Matt
James
meat.
Let's get it chunked.
Shannon, would you take a bite out of some Ahmet Zappa sausage if we made it?
Dude, he was so down. I said that in chat. I was like, I'd eat that dude. He's cool as shit. And I think that there might be THC in it. His meat would be like edibles.
You think he indulges in the ganja? Is that what you're implying?
Yes, I am.
I don't know
that
to be true, Shannon. Allegedly.
I would enjoy
some
THC infused hard salami.
Even if he doesn't partake in the THC, they can put it into the meat afterwards. It's not it's not like gummy bears just grow off of trees and then they immediately put weed in them. You put the weed in the stuff after you make it, right?
Guys, round five. Kenya Moore. Is Kenya Moore a mass murderer or a Dancing with the Stars contestant? Jenny, is it your turn to go first?
It's Travis' turn.
Oh, okay.
Stars, Dancing.
Same. Dancing with the Stars.
Well, guys, I don't know what to say. Maybe we should all salsa! So it's 3-2, Travis. These next two rounds finishes it out.
Critical.
You probably just got to go opposite, right? Or
yep, no matter what.
Okay. Ian Long is the name, guys. Is Ian Long a mass? Ian Long, that could be a The Bachelor, right? Or it could be a guy who killed a lot of people. It's really up in the air. They couldn't have two
Ian
The Bachelors,
Long.
Though. Wow, maybe he's a race car driver. Or maybe, like, he shot
up
his work.
Racist multi-murderer.
Yeah, he might have, like, killed a bunch of black people, Travis. I don't know.
Whoa. I got aggressive real quick.
Well, he said racist murderer. I was yes-anding him, Shannon. That's how comedy works.
Oh.
I was yes-anding.
I only invented Twitch podcasting, guys. Shit. I'm going to say that he is a murderer.
Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, Travis. The gap widens because Ian Long in Thousand Oaks, California, he actually killed 11 people and injured one in 2008. 2018.
Holy yikes.
11
but is
people.
Is he also going to be on Dancing with the Stars?
No. I don't.
If he threw one in that was a mass murderer that was going to be on Dancing with the Stars, chef's kiss.
So, Travis. 4-2.
Well, that's game.
Now,
game over.
We'll just do this round for fun, I guess, guys. Connor Betts is the last one. Connor
Dancing
Betts.
With the Stars.
Well, I'm going to have to just say murderer because I want to widen the gap even more.
Well, it's a good thing you did, Shannon, because Connor Betts, he killed 9 and injured 17. Wow, that's
fuck
a lot of
people. Yeah, man. I crushed
in Dayton, Ohio.
Oh, Shannon's gap is so wide open.
Oh my God, Travis, never say that again on the internet.
I think there's only one thing left to do, guys. We got to celebrate Shannon's big win with some salsa. Very satisfying. Travis, do you have what you would say is like a pick of the week, something you want the people to know about, Travis?
Yeah, baby. I guess my pick of the week is probably, it's very broad and it's very somber. Ooh. Is
My pick of the week is anything starring the wonderful Michael K. Williams, who tragically passed at the age of 54 just a few days ago. Jump on the old Wire, watch a little bit of Omar, watch a little Boardwalk Empire and Chalky White, watch a little Happen Leonard. He's been in so many wonderful projects. He's an amazing actor. That one hit me hard when I saw that. I was dumbfounded and I'm very upset about the loss of Michael K. Williams.
That's 55, young guy.
Yeah, young guy. So tragic loss of a wonderful, wonderful actor. So go watch something in tribute of Michael K. Williams.
Can you name one thing that he was in that he wasn't the best thing about it?
No,
I can't.
No.
He's the best thing in anything he's in.
Yeah, he shows up and he's the best. It doesn't matter if he's playing. I wish I could remember, you know, half the stuff that he's been in. I remember his role and don't remember what the movie is, right? Like, I think he showed up as like a drag queen in something, or just like a really flamboyant gay man that I can't remember what the hell it is. But he was so good in that. He's a badass. He's introspective. The guy has ran the gamut in his career, and I'm very sad that we will not be receiving any more of his art. So Michael K. Williams will definitely be sorely missed.
Shannon, do you want to plug anything? Anything you want people to know about that you have coming up? You got some dates?
Oh, yeah. I do have some dates. So I'm doing a charity stream that will be benefiting Mind, which is a UK-based place for mental health awareness and treatment. And then we will be doing that September 18th through the 19th, 4 a.m. PST, both days. So it's going to be rough. But if you're on the East Coast, if you want to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning and watch me talk shit about how people play Sea of Thieves and try to make a shit ton of money, then, yeah, come see me on Twitch TV.
So
for letting me plug that.
We're benefiting British people's mental health?
We are, because we did both the American Foundation for Suicide Awareness and Prevention and Mind last charity stream back in May. And we're doing this one for the UK. And then there's going to be a following one in November. And then it's going to be for veterans suicide prevention and awareness. So, yes, this one is going to be benefiting the UK. If you want to donate to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, I will have a separate Tiltify link for that, but I'm trying not to make that into a competition. But yeah.
Not trying to do a whole thing.
Yeah.
You're playing by the rules.
Yeah, but it all goes the same place. And no matter where you're at in the world, everybody is hurting or needing some help in that capacity right now after the pandemic and in general. So we should support everybody that we can, regardless of where they live.
And do you
thanks for letting me plug it.
Do you have a pick of the week? Something you want the people
to do know? Have a pick of the week. My pick of the week is fantasy football drafts, because I feel pretty darn good about mine, and I get to play Travi in week one, so I'm excited. Our projections are very, very close, so it's going to be by
you're playing Travis week one, huh? Travis takes us all very seriously.
Let me tell you, I didn't feel great about our ESPN draft, and I think I did okay according to ESPN. I felt great about my other fantasy football draft, which just took place this last Sunday. Felt great. Walked out of there. It was like, man, I haven't felt good about a fantasy draft in years. And then Yahoo sent me something that said my draft got a C minus. So
you got a C minus. Where do we get grades on ESPN? I used to be able to find grades, and I was trying to find that as well. I was talking about it the other day, and I was like, shit. I was like, Where, because it's been 3 years since I've actually been part of a fantasy draft, but I can't find the fucking like score.
You have maybe to ask it was only on Drunk. Yahoo. So I drafted in the same room as Drunk, and afterwards he goes, "I pay $80 for this program. I'm gonna run it through all everybody's draft and get grades." And so, like, he graded all of our drafts with his $80 program. And me and my dad both drafted good, and so did Drunk. I think we all had A's and B's. But I guess that's because you pay him $80. What are they going to do? Tell you? Right there. It's like, so yeah, ask Drunk. Yeah, so he'll grade your draft for you.
Doing fantasy football with my friends this year because it's been a few years since I've done it, and it makes all of the games interesting because you're like, oh, I don't really give a shit about the Detroit Lions or something like that. But if you've got a fucking guy in the game, then you're watching that fucking game, right, and it makes it more interesting.
That's why we only watch NFL Red Zone on Sundays in this household.
Hell yeah. I love Red Zone so much.
Travis, pick of the week.
Pick of the week.
Do you watch that Bob Ross documentary?
Not yet. I don't want
to. No, I'm excited about it, too.
It's on Netflix. Little bit of a bummer, but it's a good really? Watch. It's a little bit of a bummer, Shannon. Just a little bit. It's interesting. There's some salacious stuff in there. And, you know, there's a lot of, like, Bob Ross, oh, that's a good dude stuff. But at the end of the day, you kind of go, oh, that kind of sucks.
Oh, no.
But that's my pick of the week because I watched it and I enjoyed it. It was good. That and Rock My Collection. Not bullshitting because the guy was on the show. I watched the episode. And it was funny as fuck. They had Gavin Rossdale. Travis, so they have Gavin Rossdale on the show. And they're like, hey, you got any good stuff? And he pulls out this guitar and he goes, yeah, Joe Walsh played the rhythm parts of Hotel California on this guitar. And I brought it to him and he signed it. And I was like, dude.
Oh, my God. Is that why you made that joke? Like, if someone from that guy in Bush signed a guitar, is that?
No, the guy in Bush signed a tennis racket, Shannon. But so Joe Walsh signs the guitar for Gavin Rossdale. He's like, dude, I don't want your signature on it. Like, I play this guitar. Like, he wiped the shit off.
What?
That's what he said. I wiped that shit off. I play this guitar. I'm the fucking Bush guy. I don't want your autograph. Is funny.
I'm the fucking Bush guy.
I'm the fucking Bush guy. I play this guitar, you know.
Listerine, motherfucker.
Don't write on my shit, dude. It's a funny story. But yeah, seems like a good hang. You know, everybody shows up, talks about music stuff. It's the stories, but like, you know, it's fun stuff too. So yeah, guys, picks of the week.
It sounds cool. So
Bob Ross documentary, Rock My Collection. So, guys, we did it. Shannon, thanks for playing the game with us. You won. I got Travis, are you going to send her something out of the prize closet? What do you got? You going to send her something good?
Oh, I don't know. What is? You want a book or you want a DVD?
Shannon, you want a DVD?
I want a book.
Oh, God.
All right. You're going to get the William Shatner biography.
Hell yeah.
Shannon, send Travis your address. Guys, we did it.
No, I will never. never mind.
That's the catch. That's the catch, is you got to give Travis your address. Guys, we did it.
Give me your address.
No, especially when you give me your address.
No. Jesus. Travis, that's my mama. That's my mama.
Bye, guys. Thank you.
Give me your address.
Motherfucker.
Thank you for listening to this installment of WFOD. To enjoy our back catalog, visit WFODshow.com and be sure to share the show with a friend. Thank you to our Patreon sponsors for their continued support, Amanda Napier, Liquid Lozenge, Valerie Carpenter, and Brian Kranz. If you would like to donate to keep this pirate ship afloat, visit patreon.com/WFODix. Follow us on social media, email any one of us with our name at WFODshow.com, or leave us a voicemail at 636-487-HAND. A thank you also goes out to Carl Casey at White Bat Audio for the music we used this week. Until next time, signing off. Goodbye.
Now I had the time of my life, and I never felt this way before. Yes, I swear. Owe it all to you.
It's beautiful.